You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where we learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to give me a thumbs up and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you being here. I want to talk a little bit today about the state of my alpha journey. Now, I want to really get back to paying homage to the roots of why this whole YouTube podcast, and then my blog, joshuasegafis.com, was started. I know I've been talking a lot about this lately, so I really appreciate you bearing with me if you've already heard this, but I just want to make my goal really clear. My goal with all of this in my own life is to create for myself an alpha lifestyle, a truly victorious destiny of my choosing, okay? I want to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. And then my purpose in life, my mission, is to help other people achieve this as well. So this is my goal, and that is my mission, and my purpose. This is very clear, very specific. It's taken me a while to get here. It has taken me probably, well, my whole life, but I didn't really start my alpha journey until I was 30 years old. And even then, I struggled to even understand what I was doing. So I had a couple of years there where, you know, I was just even trying to figure out what I wanted to try to do. The alpha mentality eventually came out of that. I'm writing about this in my book right now, and I'm working very hard on this book. Since I closed my mastermind tribe, I have been using the free time that I'm no longer spending on the community to invest in this book. I think that this will be a better way to help people. What I want to do is I want to be able to record all of this stuff, you know, the whole alpha mentality, mission and purpose, all of the values, the virtues, the principles, the steps. I want to put them all in a book so that anyone can download it and read these things. They don't have to necessarily join a private community or get coaching to learn the basics of the alpha mentality or sort through the hundreds and hundreds of pieces of content that I've published online, because, you know, it's kind of all out there, but it's all scattered around. And so that's part of the value of a book too, is to bring it all home into one cohesive place. So I want to give an update about where I'm at on this journey, okay? I want to give an update about the state of my journey so that you can kind of see and understand where I'm at with it, so that, well, partially because I want to be transparent and partially because I think it's important to my goal to really continue to talk about these things and to continue to visit these things, okay? Now, keep in mind, my goal is to become truly alpha, and my purpose in life is to help other people do the same. And so one thing that I think my journey helps to do is it helps to document what works and what doesn't work, okay? And I've done some things that haven't worked, and I've done a few things that have worked. And I try to talk about those things and make those things known to you. And, you know, I'm in the game. I haven't arrived. I'm not top level alpha yet, right? I have not maxed out all of these different life domains. So let's talk about, let's go from the top. Ripped. Am I ripped yet? No, I'm not ripped yet. I have lost a lot of weight. My body's looking a lot better. It's a little bit difficult to kind of stand up and give you a full body shot here, but I'm looking pretty good. I have a little bit of extra on the midsection. I still got to get rid of. I've got a little extra on the love handles. I don't quite have the definition in the midsection that I would like, but you know, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty strong. I'm definitely healthier. This diet that I've been on, the animal-based diet, is really, really good. It has helped a lot. I've also really almost completely cut out all processed foods. I'm drinking, you know, flavored sparkling water now instead of energy drinks. I really have made an effort to just completely get rid of all processed foods. And I want to nourish my body that way. I've also worked a lot on my sleep patterns. I've worked a lot on my exercise, okay? I could do better on the exercise. And in fact, I probably will. I'm going to make a plan to hit the exercise a lot harder coming up in the following weeks. I've been doing aerobic activity every single day, and I generally do some kind of weight training every day. Not quite as much as I'd like, but we're getting there. Okay, we're getting there. I do at least 20 minutes to 30 minutes of aerobic activity and movement every day, and then a little bit of weight training. But you know, the thing about the getting ripped part is that it just takes consistency. I've made a lot of progress. Back in December, I weighed 257 pounds. I was weighing in at 206 for a while. Now I've gone up a little bit more. I'm weighing in at more like 207, 208 now. I've gained a couple pounds back because I'm not going as hard and I'm not calorie restricting as hard as I was before. With that being said, it's just a journey, right? You've got to stick with it. And what I have to do is I have to stick with the game. I've got to stick with the plan. And when I do enough working out, and then I eat a good diet, you know, you're just gonna get ripped eventually. That's how it goes, right? And I've seen that progress, although I haven't quite gotten there myself, right? But we're getting there. So I'm happy with that. Attractive. Where am I doing on the attractive front? Well, I think I'm way more attractive now than I've ever been in my whole life. With that being said, you know, I plan to tweak my style. You know, as men, we've got to be aware of this. The importance of dressing well, having a good personal style, grooming ourselves well. You know, I'm still kind of trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my beard. Right now, it just is long and it keeps on growing. My hair just keeps on growing. My summer style has been shorts and tank tops. That's what I wanted to wear for the summer. Summer's winding down now, so I'm going to have to make a decision about how I want to dress and how I want to groom myself with fall coming up. And men, and I'm speaking to men and women on the alpha journey. However, for men, it's really important. We have to keep in mind that we have to groom ourselves. We have to take care of our bodies. We have to take care of ourselves so that we can look our best, perform at our best, and be as attractive and as successful as possible, okay? This matters for your confidence, and it also matters with how people perceive you, okay? Successful. Where am I on the successful scale? Well, successful is like a conglomeration of all kinds of different things, but, you know, yeah, this is an area, especially in regards to the monetary and financial side of it, that I want to grow in. And I'm working on it every single day. I've become almost obsessed with this concept of building assets that earn you money while you sleep. And I've been working on these very hard in my life. And I'm going to share more about those with you when I actually get them up and running, more of them. I have had a few of them up and running at different times. And, you know, I've made a lot of progress in it. Here's the thing, though. It takes time to build assets for yourself. And what I'm learning is that you just have to really learn and you have to try to do enough of the right things with consistency to do it. Okay, so a lot of people, I think, they fall into these get-rich-quick kind of schemes. They get pulled into this, oh, you should be able to build a seven-figure business in 3 months and this kind of nonsense. Like, this isn't how it usually goes. With that being said, if you keep your eyes open for opportunity and you apply yourself, you learn high value skills, high income skills, you figure out how you can provide value in the world, figure out how you can sell that value to other people to help make their lives better, you'll start to see opportunities for this. And if you really apply yourself and you keep working on it, sometimes you'll find avenues for building assets that are creative that you wouldn't have thought of before. And to me, that's really the key. You can do some traditional assets, like you can buy real estate and that kind of thing. You can build, nowadays using the internet, you can build a business doing almost anything. You can sell information products, you know, you can drop ship, you can do all kinds of stuff. With that being said, I think that you just have to focus on your talents, your gifts. For me, I'm doubling down on this writing. I'm a great writer. I write very fast. It comes very naturally easy for me. I'm reading a book, and I want to make sure I don't get the name wrong. Let's see. Steve Harvey, Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success. Okay, I'm reading this book right now, and he talks about the importance of identifying your gift. And this is he really describes it in a good way. You have to find out what your gift is, and what your gift is basically something that you're really good at that you can do really well for the least amount of effort. And then you basically use that gift as a tool to help you build your destiny. And so for me, it's doubtless that writing and then talking about like the alpha mentality, self-development type stuff, both of those things really fit into that. And it's taken me a while to learn that. In fact, that's part of the reason for why I closed down my private community, was because building a community and coaching people like in a one-on-one setting and even in a group setting did not come nearly as easy for me as writing stuff and talking about the stuff in my content. So this made me pivot away from doing the community to wanting to write books instead. And so I'm working hard on the book. So, you know, in the successful part, we're getting there. I'm not where I want to be yet, for sure. My freelance writing business is going very well. It's sort of sitting at a level right now where I am happy with it because I want to basically put part of my time into that and put part of my time into this business, this platform that I'm growing. And right now that balance is pretty good. I've got to work hard to maintain that balance. It's easy to get unbalanced, but I've got to be disciplined in that. But for where I'm at with it, I'm pretty happy with it, right? It's just a matter of continuing to build those assets because that's how you get ahead. You can get ahead a little bit by like increasing how much you make per hour or something like that, but you really need to be earning money while you sleep to really get ahead of the game. That's really where it's at. Okay, so in that sense, you know, I'm still working on it. Powerful. Am I a powerful man? Well, I'm powerful in some ways, but power comes with a number of things. It comes with having a large tribe, first of all. It also comes with having more money. It comes with having more respect from people. It comes from accomplishing more things and then getting the respect and status you deserve for accomplishing those things. And so in that sense, in a overall power level sense, I'm not really, like, that part of my journey is still in its early stages because, you know, I have yet to really achieve anything incredibly successful. I'm working on this platform. This is becoming more successful all the time. But, you know, I have a limited number of subscribers on YouTube. I actually get quite a few plays on my podcast, and I'm getting more and more traffic on my blog. And eventually, this will turn into bigger time stuff. Like, this will lead to bigger opportunities for me. And it already is leading to opportunities. But the truth of the matter is that I got to keep grinding. That powerful part isn't quite there yet. I got to keep on grinding. I'm not at the point, for example, where I can hire other people to do things that I'm not so great at. That's something I want to get to sometime. I want to do that sometime relatively in the near future. I'm not quite there yet. When I get there, I feel like that'll be a step up in being powerful in the sense that I'll have more power over how I want to create my destiny. Right now, just grinding it out solo, right? This is how it goes. Okay, alpha. Am I alpha? So the alpha mentality is something that I'm getting better at every single day. I'm not perfect at it. I do realize that the more I master the alpha mentality, the better I perform in all the other ways that matter, and the better the results end up being in my life. So in that sense, I'm quite happy with my performance in the alpha mentality side of things. I feel very good about it. I feel like I'm learning so much about it, and it's becoming such an integrated part of me that it is starting to have really compounding positive results for me. For example, my levels of happiness, fulfillment, life satisfaction, you know, these types of things, confidence, these things are so high for me because of the alpha mentality. And also, I get more opportunities. I achieve more success. I perform better at work. Everything is just better when I run it all through the filter of the alpha mentality. And if you don't know what the alpha mentality is, just I have a free ebook. You can find it down in the description, An Introduction to the Alpha Mentality. You can download it for free, join my email list, and I'll send it to you. And it is packed full of really all the basic stuff you need to know about what it means to be alpha, what it means to be beta, and stuff like that. All right, let's talk about this millionaire part. I'm going to get a drink first. Throat's getting dry. All right, a millionaire. I'm not a millionaire yet. I haven't even hit six figures yet. With that being said, we are on the way. We're on the path. Get a couple of these assets in motion. It won't be long until I hit that real money level, six figures, and then beyond, scaling it up to that millionaire status. So I'm very pumped about that. Not there yet, though. Leaders. Am I a leader? Leadership is a tricky thing. Leadership, a lot of people underestimate the depth of the topic of leadership. I just read Jocko Willink's book, Extreme Ownership. It was a really good book for leadership. I would highly recommend that anyone who wants to actually lead people in an effective way read that book. The truth of the matter is that as the leader, you do have to take extreme ownership. I call it radical self-responsibility. You have to take responsibility for everything. All of the failures that go on in your kingdom are on your shoulders if you are the leader. A lot of people like to pass blame. They like to point fingers. They like to blame other people for their problems. They like to blame other people for their failures. They don't like to assume blame for the failure of a project or, you know, something. When something goes wrong, they want to blame someone else for it. This is an obvious beta mentality principle, that you blame other people when something goes wrong on your watch, that you cast blame on someone else. If you are a true leadership figure, you'll take extreme ownership of everything going on in your domain. And, you know, let me put it this way. I've learned a lot about what it means to be an effective leader. I have made some leadership errors in the past that I regret. And I've learned hard lessons from that. And I have learned a lot about leadership. I'm still learning, though. It's a deep topic that I don't think you ever stop learning about. And I have a great deal of respect and humility when it comes to the topic of leadership, because it's such an important thing. There's no more important task in this world than properly leading other humans who are trusting you with their loyalty. And so this is very important to take very seriously, because other people's lives are at stake. Other people's jobs are at stake. You know, everything is on your shoulders when you're a leader. And a lot of people they want the glamour that comes with leadership without the responsibility, but it's actually a big responsibility. So that's where I'm at on that one. Amazing dating life. I do have an amazing dating life. That is by far the number one point in my goal set, in my goal statement that I have mastered. I kind of mastered that one first as I was working on the alpha mentality. I applied it to my dating life first. I applied it with a kind of obsessed fervor. I just really dug deep into studying it, trying to learn about it. It took me a couple of years and I really mastered it. And today I have an amazing dating life. I have a great girlfriend. When I was single, I built up a great rotation of women who I was seeing. And then my girlfriend kind of stood out from among them as the best. And, you know, she asked me if I would be in a relationship with her, and I said, yeah, let's do it. And it's been going great. We've actually been together a year, which is crazy now to think about. And it keeps getting better, right? Dating is one of those things that I don't even think about because I don't ever have any trouble with it these days. It's like if I want to have a great dating experience, I just go have one. That's where I'm trying to – now, it took me a lot of work to get to that point. It took a couple of years of really studying, learning, applying myself, and applying the alpha mentality to learning how to do that. That's exactly today what I'm doing, applying myself to earning money, to building wealth, to building assets. I'm applying myself in the same way today that I did 2 years ago, applying myself to my dating life. And so the alpha mentality gives us the power to overcome challenges and to create the destiny we want for ourselves. And this is true. This was true with my dating life, and this is proving true with money, finances, building assets, building wealth, these types of things, right? And the way, the manner with which it helps to facilitate that is pretty simple. The definition of the alpha mentality is basically one of self-responsibility, striving to be the best man or woman in the room at all times, always learning, being proactive and intentional, right? I'll read you the definition here because I think it's really important. The definition of the alpha mentality. Being alpha means to take action-oriented, intentional control of your life, energy, resources, and strategic trajectory. Embracing radical self-responsibility, shirking victim mentality, and determining to utilize your time and resources wisely to proactively create a meaningful, significant destiny and lasting legacy of greatness in the world. So when we apply ourselves intentionally with an action-oriented mindset to a problem, and then we face failure, but we get back up and we learn from those failures, and we continue on to find a way around it or to find a way to conquer it, and then we do conquer it, we hit another failure, we figure out how to conquer that, and we keep on going. We just refuse to give up. We become unrelenting in the pursuit of our purpose, right? As I say in this definition, when we determine to utilize our time and resources wisely to proactively create a meaningful, significant destiny, we are bound to succeed. It's a simple math problem at that point. Math and effort and focus. Okay, so, and this is what the alpha mentality can do. And the more that I delve into the principles of the alpha mentality, the more I learn how to learn, and the more I learn how to train myself to succeed. Okay, and that's, it's as simple as that. So in that sense of the word, dating is going very well. I mean, dating was what I mastered to begin with. And that kind of started this whole journey, made me realize how powerful the alpha mentality is. When I applied it to that problem in my life, then I overcame it, which is an important thing. We should all strive to excel at our dating life. This is very important. And then the last part is the tribe, relationships, your circle, family, tribe, community, etc. So this is an interesting one for me. I do a lot of working. I sit in my office a lot and I work. I work a lot, and you know, I don't spend a whole lot of time with very many people. And to be honest, I'm probably socially interacting less at this point in my life than I have ever. And the reason for it is because I'm so busy working on my purpose, and because I'm so busy building the business that I want to build. Okay. With that being said, I have realized and learned through my journey that it's important that we do maintain high quality relationships with other high value people. It's really important that we commit ourselves to building a great circle and a great tribe. Okay, so I have a great family. This is great. My friend group. I don't spend quite as much time with my friend group as I would like to. To me, this is a seasonal thing. I kind of have to put my head down and grind right now. I have to work. I got to work on my body, work on my money. I've got to work on my business. Got to work on my mindset, right? But this can't be forever. At some point, I'm going to have to integrate spending time with high-value people as a regular item in my weekly schedule. That'll probably happen this fall. And I'm recognizing that that has to be a thing that you prioritize. And so in that front, I would say that I'm learning a lot about it, and I've learned that there are some steps I do need to take to level it up to become the best it could be. What we want to become is very well connected and integrated with a rich network of high-value people who can helped challenge us, provide us with opportunities, who we can network with, who we can collaborate with. We work together not only for achieving greatness together, but also for supporting each other, encouraging each other, motivating each other. This is very important. And, you know, social connectedness is one of the, I was writing about this the other day, social connectedness is one of the primary domains of wellness. So people who are very well connected, who have great friend groups, who have people they can talk to, who have support networks, these types of people tend to just be happier and healthier in life. So this is a very important part of life. And building a tribe, this is why I place such an emphasis on tribe building in my work. In fact, I'm about to publish a guide to tribe building on my blog. It's not done yet. It's turning out to be pretty long, and I'm editing it right now. But, you know, this is a very important thing. So on that element of my journey, I would say that I have learned a lot, and I have learned that I do have some steps that I want to take so I can really master that and get better at it. All right, so that's going to conclude my state of the journey discussion. And, you know, I'm going to do these every once in a while just to kind of keep up. And, you know, partly it helps me to reflect on where I'm at, and it also helps me to be completely transparent with you so that there's no mistake about what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the alpha mentality, the fact that it can help you to accomplish these things in the same way that is helping me to accomplish these things in my life. And I'm just documenting the process, and I'm sharing it with you so that you can hear what's working for me and hear what doesn't. And if you hear something that resonates with you, that helps you a little bit in your journey, then guess what? This has been a great success, and I'm very happy about it. I also firmly believe that the alpha mentality is the true way to experiencing life success in all the vital life domains, and for creating the destiny that you truly desire for yourself. I truly believe this to be the way. And I wish that everyone would take a good, honest look at the alpha mentality and try it out for themselves to see if it might be the way for them. Okay. With that being said, I would like to issue a challenge to you. I would like you to go to my website, joshuasagavis.com. And if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see my mission. I have my mission listed. I'm on a mission to create a community of ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leaders with amazing dating lives and relationships. Does this sound like the destiny you want for yourself? And I want you to think about that mission statement. And I want you to think about each of the items. And I want you to think to yourself, where am I at in my journey? Where am I at in all of these different areas? Are these areas as developed as I'd like them to be? Are they developed to the point where I'm just super thrilled with my life and there's nothing left to fix? If so, that's awesome. The only thing left for you is to continue to build a lasting legacy of greatness. However, if you feel like there are some of these areas that are lacking for you, you know, if you're not in the kind of physical shape you'd like to be in, if you're not getting the money you'd like to be getting, if you're not as successful in dating or with relationships as you'd like to be, these are areas that you can improve in. And I want you to challenge yourself to write down a plan for how you can start to improve those things. Just spending a little bit of time every day could start with some research, could start with some push-ups, could start with talking to some new people, whatever it is. But I want you to challenge yourself, because another tenet of the alpha mentality is that we level up mind, body, spirit to become 1% better every day. And this is the challenge I'd like to issue to you. Do an audit for yourself. Figure out where you're at in the journey, and then start working on becoming 1% better at all of the things that you could become better at. And trust me, there's always room for improvement and growth. So the truth of the matter is that we should all be doing this every single day, no matter where we are at in our journey. All right, that's going to be it for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I really appreciate it. And once again, if you're on YouTube, hit that thumbs up, hit that subscribe button, and that's going to be it. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Sagafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasagafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.